This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Since 1941, Captain America has been a symbol of American identity, and he certainly is for Vishwajit Singh. But Vishwajit's Captain America might not look quite the same as the captain we know from 1941. Vishwajit is traveling the country dressed as Captain America, but here's a difference. A Captain America who is sick, and that means he wears a turban and a long beard. Here's sick Captain America on the streets of New York.
What's the first word that comes to mind when you see me?
Well, crazy's really boring.
Odd.
Sorry?
Odd.
Odd?
Odd.
This man don't look like Captain America.
Featured in Salon and various media around the country, Vishwajit's captain has taken the world by storm. He's visiting Ann Arbor for the South Asian Awareness Network Conference. It's a student-run conference at the University of Michigan to promote leadership among South Asian students. It's a pleasure to say to sick Captain America, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you for having me.
How did an IT engineer become a superhero of sorts?
Oh, boy. I was an engineer. Just before 9/11, I was based in Westchester County, which is a few miles north of New York City. And the tragedy happened. And for somebody who looks like me as a turban and bearded American, things got pretty rough. So I could not step out of my house for a couple of weeks. I worked from home. I was in IT. And when I did step out, I mean, it was near unanimous animosity from fellow Americans, good people, young and old, fear, anxiety, ignorance. I got called all kinds of names, middle fingers, told to go back home.
By the way, home is?
Home is, you know, I've lived in so many places in the U.S. I mean, I started my journey, my planet Earth journey, yes, in Washington, D.C., and I've lived all over.
So going home would be right here in the USA.
Absolutely. And yeah, and just like every other American, I mean, I had my own sense of sort of fear and anxiety of what had happened, trying to make sense of this enormous tragedy, people losing lives. And I got sucked into news, and just like many other people, you know, trying to get information. For some reason, I just got pulled into a lot of editorial cartoonists who were responding to 9/11, post 9/11. And Mark Fury, who's a San Francisco Bay Area based cartoonist, created this really interesting cartoon responding to a lot of the hate crime wave that was happening post 9/11. And he featured a sick man. He just captured my predicament. I just felt, wow, you know, in a simple images.
He gets it.
He gets it. And somewhere inside my head, it took a few weeks, you know, light bulbs were going off. And I said, you know what, Mark's probably not going to do another cartoon featuring somebody who looks like me, but maybe I should start. But that was my starting point. I just started creating cartoons inspired by some news items or pissed off by, you know, certain things. That's what editorial cartoonists do. You know, you either feel motivated, you're inspired by some new story.
You're fired up.
Or you feel like, oh my gosh, you know, this doesn't make sense. So you look for contradictions in life.
Putting pen to paper, but now it has become a living, breathing, costumed Captain America.
Yeah, and 5 years ago, I went to my first New York City Comic Con, one of the biggest comic festivals in the world. And when there's an exhibitor, I wanted to showcase my work and kind of reach to a broader audience. And that year, the first Captain America movie had come out. Mm-hmm. Some of my cartoons are created inspired by my own story, you know, walking out on streets. That just kind of gives me a lot of material as people, you know, use different names, find different ways of telling me to go back home. Somehow this vision came in. I'm going to create a new Captain America with a turban and a beard. Who's going to fight hate crimes? Who's going to fight intolerance? Why not?
And why did you pick Captain America?
You know, this was pure serendipity. So thanks to Hollywood. Mm-hmm. I'll give them a little bit of credit on that. You know, I only created a couple of posters. This was going to be like a marketing image for my booth. And people loved it. I mean, I was getting people high fives and thumbs up and taking photographs. A photographer who's working on a sick photo essay project about sick Americans, in passing, she saw the poster. She just said, maybe you should come back next year dressed up as Captain America. And my first response was, no.
Because?
I am a skinny guy, have always been skinny, have been bullied for it by friends, family, and strangers. I still do in some ways have body image issues, and so I just could not fathom me dressing up as a superhero. On top of that, having turban, beard, and glasses and being stared at by just about everybody out on the streets of New York and anywhere else I go. So I was like, you know what, there's no way I can do this. She didn't bother me again until about 10 months later, Milwaukee massacre happened at a gurdwara in Milwaukee. That hit me hard. I felt, you know, this could have been me.
The idea of that Sikh temple massacre, it struck home, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Yeah. And I wrote an op-ed piece in Seattle Times just making the case that we need a new American superhero. And I laid out the case that it could be Jewish, Black, Hispanic, Sikh. The photographer read that piece and she emailed me saying, hey, I love this piece. Would you reconsider your decision? And the voice in my head was saying, don't do it. But
your heart said something else.
Yeah, and I just felt the circumstances had changed and I had to get out of my own way.
So in the last 2.5 years, you have been appearing on streets, and we're going to embed your video on the stateside page at michiganradio.org so people can see you in full Captain America glory. I'm kind of interested because your superpowers are not coming from those traditional places like big biceps or a nuclear explosion or flying. What do you believe your superpowers are?
Altering perceptions. That's what I try to do. As human beings, not just Americans, as human beings, we're kind of wired to have snap judgments, to box each other. Those are two-dimensional observations. We're all very complicated beings, have fascinating stories that crisscross in so many ways. And my hope is that when people see me and they make a lot of assumptions, that I just kind of short-circuit those assumptions, and then maybe they'll come and have a conversation with me. And even if they don't want to have a conversation, they'll have this image of a Captain America in a turban and a beard, and it's going to kind of create a little confusion, which is good, because confusion should lead to asking questions, exploration.
As you've traveled around the country as Sikh Captain America, and you've already alluded to much of the ignorance around race and religion that permeates our culture in America, but what has most surprised you?
You know, when I first did this for the photo shoot, I didn't know how people were going to respond. I was really scared, and I thought maybe people were going to be offended. I don't know why, but I just didn't think they were going to receive it well. And exactly the opposite happened. I mean, I've had first day strangers hugging me, cops taking photographs, fire department officials in New York offering their trucks so I could jump in and out, sit on the driver's seat, take photographs. Got pulled into weddings, professional shoots that couples were taking in New York City. After that, as I wrote about this, I've heard from strangers from all over the U.S., acting serving members in Iraq and Afghanistan, veterans of wars who have told me, we love what you're doing. Your vision of Captain America is what America is all about. So I've heard from strangers, you know, who've identified themselves as, hey, I am conservative white, or I'm a white middle-aged woman living in the Midwest, and I love what you're doing. I totally connect with you. And that surprised me. I was like, wow. People somehow seeing me in this costume of a fictional character,
yes,
somehow their perceptions are transformed and I'm like this. I don't know what they think, but, you know, somehow the ultimate American, they have spotted and they just feel, oh my gosh, you know, this is the guy we want to capture for a few moments in our cameras and in our words.
And right back to, as you say, your superpower of altering perceptions, which gives you a chance to explain to everyday Americans what it means to be Sikh. How do you explain the Sikh religion and culture?
Yeah, so when that does come up, you know, people ask me about Sikh, who are you, why do you wear a turban? And I think some of the fundamental things about the Sikh faith is very young. It's about 500 years old, comes from the Far East, land of Buddhism and Hinduism. And it has some really interesting and beautiful precepts. You know, we're all created equal. We all sort of have this light in our hearts, basically an energy that permeates the entire universe. So we might have different roads and journeys, even as atheists or Christians and Jews, but pretty much have the same essence, that energy that resonates inside our hearts. The key is for us is, you know, we keep our long hair as an extension of our body, covered with turbans. There is a scripture that these are words spoken and written by the 10 founders. And you, you know, the meditative practices to recite these words, chant these words, set them to music, and let the essence of these words permeate your body. And hopefully, you know, you kind of resonate with that sense of we're all created equal. There is sort of this divine energy that permeates the entire universe, and you're trying to connect to it. It's not an easy path. We look at people and we see a lot of times the differences we have.
We see the differences before we see what we have in common.
Absolutely. And that's where this path comes in as you walk it. And it's the way of life. It's not something you do a few hours in the morning. You live it. And sometimes you falter. I mean, I was born into this faith. I didn't practice it. I left it consciously. And then I kind of came back once I kind of fell in love with the music of these hymns from this faith. That's how I kind of got back in. So music is very, sound is very integral to how you experience this faith.
How has the Sikh community responded to your work?
When I first started cartooning, a lot of my fan base globally was from predominantly the Sikh community. They really connected to my work because there really wasn't anybody who was doing cartoons and creating characters who looked like Sikhs and issues that affect Sikhs around the globe. So yes, they've been my main cheerleaders, and they have gotten me to the point where, you know, the Captain America thing happened, and that has kind of opened a lot of doors of me now connecting to Americans at large and even globally. I've heard from Canadians, from British folks, from French and German folks who love what I'm doing, and they reached out and said, hey, you know, this is really great, and all the power to you.
How do you deal with criticism if somebody attacks what you're doing, whether it's within the Sikh community or the community outside of that?
It depends. I mean, I do editorial cartooning, and sometimes I get threats to my life because people don't like some of my political work, and that I see that as an occupational hazard for being an editorial cartoonist. Sometimes I engage people. If I feel like, you know, they misunderstood what I'm doing, I'll explain it to them. And sometimes people just have an issue with who I am, how I look like. So they don't know
me.
What
you dress in.
Yeah, and they don't want to know who really I am. So they might have an issue just with that. But for the large part, I think people have received me really well. I don't get a lot of criticism about, hey, I don't like what you're doing. It's a minority voice. And I take it in stride. You know, if somebody's getting ticked off by your work, sometimes that's a positive thing as an artist.
Well, as mentioned, you're in Michigan attending the South Asian Awareness Network Conference, which is a student-run conference at the University of Michigan promoting leadership among South Asian students. What advice do you give to young activists?
Well, once I share my story, I tell them, look, there is no single path to becoming an activist. There's many different ways. And I am a trained public health professional who went into IT, and now I'm transitioning full-time into a cartooning, writing, and performance art career. Be ready for surprises. Listen to your heart. Follow your passions. Sometimes it takes a while before you discover what your passion is. I found my passion in my late 20s. Some people find it even later. So be open to change. Failure is a good thing because a lot of success only comes after you have failed at certain ideas you're trying to execute. You know, believe in yourself.
What's next for Sikh Captain America?
So this year, I'm trying to actually execute a bunch of projects in response to a lot of the sort of jingoistic anti-immigrant rhetoric that we're hearing on the presidential campaign. So there's a lot of projects that I have in mind that I want to execute not only in New York, but sort of across the U.S. They are kind of in the works right now, so I cannot give you a lot of details, but I promise you that you're probably going to hear some of them in the news because I'm hoping to kind of create a little buzz, connect to people, because I know there are a lot of Americans out there who are equally concerned, coming from many different backgrounds. And it's just, you know, us connecting, building bridges, and we all want to see America do really well, even better, you know, even greater days. So, you know, we collectively, I feel, can make America greater and not just some single presidential candidate, you know, having slogans saying, okay, I'm going to make this place great. I think it's all of us collectively working together. That's what's going to make it happen.
Vishvajit Singh here with us today in the person of Sikh Captain America. And as I mentioned, we have embedded Captain America's video on the stateside page. Just go to michiganradio.org. Good luck with your work, and thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Thank you for having me.